Hello and welcome to Financial Rules. We are here today with insurance expert Dave Beck. I am Hope Katz Gibbs, here to talk to Dave about insurance, the necessary evils. Hello and welcome to the show, Dave.
Hi there, Hope.
So, Dave, many of us think about insurance as a necessary evil, something we have to have but don't really want to spend money on. We have homeowners insurance because our mortgage company mandates it. We have auto coverage because the state requires it. And now we have to have health insurance because of the Affordable Care Act penalizes us if we don't. And of course, it's just probably a good idea to have health insurance. But what about life insurance? If you don't have to have it, should you? And if so, why?
The easiest way to determine if you should have it is to ask yourself a simple question, is does anybody lose anything financially when I die? And if there is a significant financial loss to someone at your death, then you should probably look at insuring that loss to protect that individual or business or group that is relying upon you.
That makes perfect sense. Now, can you talk a little bit more about that? Can you give us an example?
Well, for instance, if you have a husband and wife and one or the two are the primary breadwinners and the other's lifestyle would be significantly diminished at the death of, you know, the other, then there has to be some life insurance to provide a replacement for that lost income upon death. It's the simplest way to look at it, but there's, you know, a variety of other reasons or factors as to why you may need life insurance other than just that simple example.
What are some of those?
Well, you could have an estate tax issue where you need to have liquidity for the estate to pay the taxes due at death. In a business situation, you could use it at the death of one of the partners to buy out the other. If you have a special needs child, you might need additional insurance. If you're in a second marriage and you want to equal out inheritance, you could use life insurance. You also do it in closely held family businesses to buy out each other's interests at death of one or the other, among some of the, you know, leading contenders as to reasons why you would need insurance.
Those are really, really good things. And I think those are things that people don't necessarily think about unless they talk to a professional. So the good news is that you have written about this in detail on EBW Financial News, so our listeners can go check that out and also, of course, contact you. But let's also talk a little bit more about life insurance and how much you need. So your insurance shouldn't make you worth more dead than alive. Is that right?
Correct. I mean, I certainly don't think that anybody should have any more life insurance that they need or that there's going to be a huge estate created at someone's death that isn't warranted. As a matter of fact, insurance companies are very reluctant to go into what they call the estate creation business, where somebody is worth much more dead than they are alive, and they oftentimes will not issue policies without having financial justification to do so for fear of creating a moral hazard where it would behoove somebody for you to have an untimely accident.
Yes, I think insurance companies have had that issue for a long time. So is too little insurance as big of a problem as too much?
Too little of insurance is a really big problem, maybe not for you, but for your survivor, certainly. The person who is losing something financially, if you don't have adequate insurance protection against it, then you've mandated that they have to decrease their lifestyle. If that was a decision that you all had reached jointly, that's one thing. If it was a unilateral decision on your part because you didn't insure the risk, then that's something that probably should be thought about a little more carefully.
So let's just get the big picture here. What constitutes a need for life insurance before we even start with the policies and figuring out which ones we need?
The need is simply that the loss of income or the loss of assets at my death. Maybe I don't have any income, but, you know, in an estate tax situation, I have to sell off pieces of real estate that I may not want to or whatever the case may be. But there is a clear and discernible financial loss to someone who is dependent upon that money.
Okay, so that's the bottom line, and that's something that we need to start and end with. That makes perfect sense. So what if I want to buy more insurance than you, my agent, thinks I need?
Well, you could try to do it. I would probably try to dissuade you and tell you don't need it. I have no doubt that you could find an agent who would be willing to sell you more than, what might be the need. You would have to pass it by the insurance company, of course, because they're not going to be issuing policies willy-nilly, because of what we talked about earlier about the moral hazard. So there has to be financial justification for the insurance. It has to be proven. But if you want to buy more, you certainly can do it or try to.
But I think that listening to someone with experience and a lot of knowledge would probably be the better thing. So I would defer to you, as I'm sure would many of our listeners. Well, thank you so much for this insight, Dave. I think this is definitely an issue that people, especially as they age, really want to think about. Do I need this policy? Is it worth the investment? So for more questions, people can come to you. Tell us how we can reach you directly.
Just give me a call on my office number at 703 703- 506-0579.
And ask for Dave Beck. Thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in today to Financial Rules on the Incandescent Radio Network. We look forward to bringing you more information soon. Thanks.